Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Hoffman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Knickerbocker scores. Carey goes all the way around to score. Davis moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Huffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Walkup hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Huffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Huffman and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Huffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-2 in the game. Walkup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Huffman for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Markham reaches second base with a double. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The ball gets by Huffman. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.